I'm Big Chief Bo Dallas Jr. from the Wild Magnolias. I started with my dad performing with him and Big Chief Monk Boudreaux. And I've traveled with them for years and years since I was like, I want to say 10 years old. And once my dad got sick, I wasn't able to perform no more. I wanted to keep the name of the Wild Magnolias going. So I took it over and tried to put a new little twist into it, to the urban, up-to-date sounds and funky sounds. And that's what I did.
So this is the first Wild Magnolias record with you officially as leader, taking over from your father. It's called A New Kind of Funk. Can you explain that title to me?
Well, it's just like I said, I just wanted to bring it and make it to a new aspect of what Monk and my dad used to do a long time ago.
Monk Boudreaux.
New Kind of Funk is really one of my dad's songs that it was named A New Kind of Groove with Willie T on it and stuff like that. So I turned it around and made A New Kind of Funk with a new twist, a new sound. You got hip-hop on it. It just like I said, it's a new kind of funk.
You mentioned that you've been involved with the Magnolias since you were 9 or 10.
Well, I first started traveling with the Wild Magnolias when I was like 9, 10 years old. And I'm 32 now. So that's saying a long time that I've been really performing with them. And as a kid, going to Japan and going to Brazil, one thing that really inspired me, we went to Japan one year, and they had a 45 of one of my dad's old albums. And in Japan, they can't speak real good English, but they could sing the song word for word for word. So that kind of kept me like a good motivation to keep singing.
Is there one song on the album that has a special meaning for you that you could tell me something about?
Well, I'm going to the one that really means the most to me. It's Hey Now Baby, which is an old Professor Longhair song first. And the reason why I say it's special to me because everybody knows my dad's been sick, dealing with his health and stuff like that. And he's on that. And it's been, I want to say, maybe 15 or more years that Monk and my daddy really sung together. And on Hey Now Baby, they both are singing together. You know, I'm not nowhere on this song. I'm just singing background. But I just really love that them two really got back together and stuff like that. And my dad built up the energy to come and sing on my first CD. Because when he was in the studio, I mean, that's his limelight. You know, he loves to be on stage. He loves to be in the studio. So when he came in the studio, he was in heaven.
What was that scene like, getting the two of them back together in the recording studio?
I mean, you just felt the spirit in there. Because the way we did it, we were just a piano player and a percussionist. We didn't want the whole band. We just wanted them two in there. And with Monk sitting on one side, my dad sitting on the other side, and they just was going back and forth. And we had to cut down the song because the song was so long. So it was certain things that we had to put in, certain things we had to take out. And it was a pretty day outside. And that just made it more and more effective.
Can you describe the cover photo on the album for me? I know people listening won't be able to see it, but maybe you can tell us something about
Well,
it.
Well, if anybody ever seen one of my shows, I love to be in a crowd, first of all. I'm a crowd person, especially if the stage have a cordless mic, I'm going to be in the crowd a lot. So the front of the photo is me in the crowd, of course. Everybody with their one fingers up, with my dad in the sky looking down on me. Not saying that he's dead, but it's like he's passing on the torch to me. And he's smiling, saying that you're doing a good job. And on the back of my jacket is a picture of me airbrushed.
Yeah. I'm curious. I wanted to ask you, are there any early memories of yours, of you and your father, that stand out for you? When was it that you kind of realized kind of who he was and what the Wild Magnolias were?
it's been so much. Because I remember, like, a lot of people used to go all crazy over my dad and stuff like that. I never really knew why. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's my dad. So why is y'all going crazy and stuff like that? And one day, me and a lot of my friends was walking in a Riverwalk, and one of his songs just came over the loudspeaker. And I'm like, wait, that's my dad singing, you know? But up when I got in age, then I started realizing how much people loved him and his personality and the effect he had on the music as being one of the first Indians to put on album. And to this day, I still be looking at him like, wow, these people, I've saw people cry over him, you know, while he's on stage and stuff recently. And one guy just like fell out crying. I was like, wow, okay, that's nice. Okay, well, hey. But I just wish one day, like, the effect he had on people, I could pass, you know, I have that same effect. So that's the reason why I'm like really pushing and pushing every day to think of something new to do, where to take it to, what not to take it to, you know, what not be a good thing to do and stuff like that. So I'm just really on the verge of just pushing it and pushing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mardi Gras Indian music, despite being this very unique and local musical culture, it has these little pockets of very intense, loyal fans around the world.
It really right? is. And it's surprising how much other people know about Mardi Gras Indians. Because like I said, we went to Japan 1 year, and we went to a little club that they invited us to, and they put on a 45. And they were singing word for word for word for word. But I asked them one question, they can't answer me in English, but they could sing it in English. So it's all over with people, and a lot of times you pick up fans. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I was like so interested about bringing Indians, keep bringing them out, because a lot of people never been to New Orleans. A lot of people can't get to New Orleans. But when you go to their little hometowns and their cities, they start falling in love with New Orleans.
Yeah. Do you have any original or new songs on the record?
Well, the one I did, We Come to Rumble, mm-hmm. which is a straight New Orleans chant.
That starts off the record.
Yeah. And that's something I came up with when I used to be on the road with my daddy. And me and the Indians used to be in the back on the dressing rooms or behind stage, and we'll be chanting that just to get ourselves pumped up.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the words to that song, Do We Come to Rumble?
Well, We Come to Rumble is just basically talking about the bass drums on Mardi Gras Day, the tambourines, and what you hear when you come out the street Mardi Gras morning is going to be a rumbling of drums. So basically, that's all it's talking about, what you're going to hear, what the spy boy will be doing, what the flag boy will be doing, and what you feel like when you hit them drums in that morning.
Yeah. What do you feel like when you hit the drums on that morning?
Ooh. Mardi Gras, I turn into a whole nother person. Because a lot of people say I catch an attitude or something comes over me, but I don't see it, but they say I do. But Mardi Gras morning, when I put on a suit and hear the drums ringing, I could walk for hours and hours. Now, when I take it off, my body might be hurting, but I don't feel it then. Because that's just like a spirit that comes over you, that you could just walk all day, you could sing all day, and you know you didn't made it Mardi Gras morning, that's your glory. So when you hear them drums Mardi Gras, it's, I don't even know, it's like a double shot of Red Bulls, or it's just a double spurt of energy that's going to come over you.
So how did you spend Mardi Gras this year?
This year I messed with all my Indians. It was kind of nasty, so we got out real early, maybe like 7:30, 7:45 that morning, and we hit the streets with my dad. We surprised him and made him an Indian suit that he didn't know about, because he said he didn't want a mask, but all my Indians want the mask with him. So I surprised him and made him an Indian suit. And we hit the streets Mardi Gras, and we walked and walked. And this Mardi Gras, I had a touch of the flu. So I still was in my Indian suit and was walking around Mardi Gras morning. And now the next day I was in the bed all day, but and I had a full-fledged flu then. But Mardi Gras Day, I had a touch of, I still was feeling kind of weak, but once I pushed the Indian suit on, I didn't feel nothing too much.
What kind of a suit did you do this year?
Well, this year I came in turquoise, and my theme was like falling in love. I had like two Indians, a man and a woman Indian. One was from one part of town and another from another part, and their parents didn't want them to be together, but they still met up in certain spots and stuff like that, and you know, wanted to see each other and stuff like that. So that was like basically my theme for this year. And next year I just had a daughter, and my suit could be dedicated to her, and I'm gonna have her name on my Indian suit and horses and stuff like that. So my suit could be dedicated to her, and she's messing, so by next Mardi Gras she'll be one.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have her like in a little stroller or something with an Indian suit.
How long do you spend in total putting together a new suit?
Well, we sew on them all year round, because like mostly I start maybe like 2-3 days after the previous Mardi Gras, start beading and stuff like that, because that's your longest thing. Actually putting the suit together, take it about 2 months, 2-3 months, but the beading is the really intense thing. But actually putting it together, making your apron, getting your jacket, I say about 2-3 months. The bead work, I normally start like about 3 days after Mardi Gras, the previous Mardi Gras, and just keep up to whenever I finish. And it just depends on how you want to look. You know, some people like to look big and extravagant. Some people don't like the big stuff. They want to be nice and small but neat. And it just depends on how you want to look.
Yeah. What's your taste in suits?
I like big. You know, watch I get from my dad. I like big Indian suits, big and extravagant and stuff like that.
What do you think was your father's most memorable suit?
I really kind of remember all of them. But I think the main one was my first Mardi Gras. I was like 5 years old. And he came in orange. And his headpiece was so big, it covered the front of a bus. He really had a bus behind him and nobody seen the bus. And it was like so crazy. And I'm like I said, at 5 years old and looking up, you know, everything looks bigger to you at five because you're so little. And I remember just looking like, wow, how in the world is he carrying all that?
Yeah. Well, Bo, the new record's called A New Kind of Funk.
It's A New Kind of Funk. And the title speaks for us all. It's something totally new. You know, it's a little reggae, a little hip hop, a little funk, a little blues, a little traditional. And it's just a little bit of everything all wrapped into one. And I think the next CD, I'm going to name it New Kind of Funk Part 2 because I have a lot more in store.
Excellent. Well, Bo, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you.